Monitor 68, I'm Ted Steele, and here's a late sports item. In the $100,000 Philadelphia Golf Classic, six players are tied for the early 54-hole lead with a score of 208. Jack Nicklaus, Lee Elder, Dean Refram, Tommy Bolt, Terry Dill, and Laburn Harris. There's a complete sports roundup, late results, and comment in this half hour, right after Monitor Music.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortunes, connoisseur of great wine, dashing through meadows of yellow and green, trying to catch the impossible dream, leaving the straight life behind. Sometimes my thoughts may find me in Mexico, drinking tequila, going out of my mind, having a ball on a couple of balls, treating the ladies to corn on the cob, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love. I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. Playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do. Once in a while in my mind I go running, going to nowhere with no worry of time, running along chasing after a train, humming a song in the sun and the rain, leaving the straight life behind. I can just see me on a tropical island, riding the surf and drinking coconut wine, having me fun with golden girls in the sand, chasing the sun through an innocent land, leaving the straight life behind. Suddenly all my silly thoughts disappear. She comes to me softly with crackers and beer, winking and blinking and blowing my ear, running away with my mind. It's great to be in love. I'm not really thinking of leaving the straight life behind. I'm just playing a game in my mind. Do 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 do. Pop 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 pop.
That's the voice of Bobby Goldsboro. Sports Roundup, just one message away. Maybe your team won today, so get ready to smile.
You're driving along Route 60, temperature 89. You're feeling hot and dirty. Then suddenly you remember. You have some wash and dry in the glove compartment. You wipe your face with a wash and dry towelette. And then instead of feeling hot and dirty, you feel clean and refreshed. Smart people freshen up any place without soap and water with wash and dry. Shouldn't you?
Girls just never duck me. Sorry, not tonight. But now they love to hug me since my toothpaste is ultra bright. How? Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. I just smile and they reel. What a kicky way I feel! Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
And now the latest results and comment. Monitor Sports with Pat Hernan.
Thank you, Ted. On the Monitor baseball scoreboard, the Yankees 2, Detroit Tigers 1. Mel Stottlemyre pitched a four-hitter to win his 17th game against 10 losses. Loser Denny McLain's record is now 25-5. 26 is coming hard. Roy White hit a two-run homer for the Yankees. Tiger outfielder Willie Horton hit his 30th homer. Cleveland 2, Washington 1. That went 16 innings. Mike Epstein tied it up in the ninth with a home run for Washington, but a wild throw by third baseman Hank Allen in the 16th gave the victory to Cleveland. In the National Loop, pitcher Bob Gibson's winning streak of 15 games came to an end as Pittsburgh downed league-leading St. Louis 6-4. Willie Stargell hit a three-run homer for Pittsburgh. One other National League score, Philadelphia 4, Atlanta 3. In tennis, Arthur Ashe defeated unseeded Jim McManus in a semifinals match in the national championship at Brookline, Massachusetts. Ashe will meet Bob Lutz in the finals tomorrow. Lutz and Stan Smith won the men's doubles title today in straight sets against South Africa's Bob Hewitt and Ray Moore. Margaret Court Smith of Australia is the new women's champ, scored an easy win today over Maria Bueno of Brazil. This is Mrs. Court's third title. In golf, Kathy Whitworth shot a 3 under par 69 to take the first round lead in the $35,000 Ladies World Series of Golf Tournament at Springfield, Ohio. Another golf note, an important voice is yet to be heard from in the revolt of professional golfers against the PGA. Arnold Palmer, one of the top pros, says he'll make his decision next Friday on joining or not joining the revolt after talking to some of the leading rebels at the Thunderbird Classic in Upper Montclair, New Jersey. In London, Ron Clark of Australia set a new mark for the two-mile run in a race against British distance runners. The time, 8 minutes, 19.6 seconds, two-tenths of a second faster than the old record. That one also belongs to Ron Clark. Three girls broke the world's record for the 200-meter freestyle swim in an Olympics qualifying competition at Los Angeles. Linda Gustafson of Santa Clara, California, was first with 2 minutes, 7.9 seconds. Close behind were Debbie Meyer of Arden Hills, California, and Jan Henney, also of Santa Clara. The old record was 2 minutes, 9.7 seconds. In racing, Dr. Fager won the $112,700 Washington Park Handicap at Arlington Park. Dr. Fager came in 10 lengths ahead of second-place Racing Room for the fifth win in six starts this year. And at Saratoga Springs, Top Knight defeated the favorite Reviewer by 2.5 lengths in the $123,000 Hopeful Stakes. There was a photo finish in the 31st annual All-American Soapbox Derby at Akron, Ohio. 11-year-old Branch Lou of Muncie, Indiana, edged out Raul Albert, 14 years old, of Bay Ara, California, and 11-year-old Dennis Puckett of Decatur, Georgia. Well, the Little League World Series was won by the Wakayama team of Japan over Richmond, Virginia. The score, 1-0. Evidently, Ted, those pitchers have the upper hand in Little League baseball as well as in the major leagues. This is Pat Hernan for Monitor Sports.
Okay, Pat. For late results and comprehensive comment throughout the weekend, it's Monitor Sports. You know, a long time ago, Frank Sinatra had a great song hit about his little baby girl, Nancy, with a smiling face. Now Nancy's a young lady, and I think she's got a hit of her own.
Loneliness is nothing new. I've lived with it my whole life through. So look out, gloom. I'm making room for happy. I'm dancing on these smiling feet. Oh, blues be gone. I'm turning on with a happy. And should he need me, well, I'll be right there. I don't care anywhere. And should he want me, I'll say, this is it. The lamp is lit. Here we go. Here we go. Up to where our minds are free, and every day's philosophy says life is wild, be like a child called a happy.
That's when you pass the sandwiches around at the picnic and the salt's right there in front of you instead of back on the kitchen shelf, right?
watermelon worth its salt. Is worth more than salt. Any ear of corn worth its salt.
It's never failed for 57 years. When it rains, it pours.
No salt, no salt, no salt.
Ted Steele here at 19 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
If your problem is keeping up with what's happening in and around New York, my advice is, following Dr. Joyce Brothers, join me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here on WNBC. The latest news, the newest people, and the best ideas, yours and mine, on The Lee Leonard Show, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
MS, multiple sclerosis, is the great crippler of young adults. MS is a disease of the central nervous system. MS can mean long years of increasing disability and often eventual paralysis. Cause, prevention, and cure unknown. But there is hope for a cure through research sponsored by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Your contribution can help discover that cure. Won't you give generously when your MS volunteer calls? Thank you.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Monitor 68, and here's an announcement that I'm very pleased to make. The USO is still on the job, and they're doing a great job. But they need our help if they're to keep the clubs open, the shows on the road. You know, they're not government-supported. Only our dollars keep them alive. And they make life a heck of a lot easier for our sons and daughters. Support the USO through your local United Fund or community chest.
Juniper, Juniper lives up on the hill. Juniper, Juniper sleeping very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Juniper, right now? Juniper, Juniper, right at Apple Land. Juniper, Juniper, right like Cinderella. Is she dreaming? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you doing, Juniper, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. You know, just later years I'd be sorry. It came along and I heard her somehow try and tell me. Juniper, Juniper, of golden flags. Juniper, Juniper, longs for what she lacks. Do you like her? Yes, I do, sir. Would you love her? Yes, I would, sir. What you doing, Juniper, my love? Juniper, 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 beats an accordion. Juniper, Juniper, a piece of jet on key. Dorothea, Juniper, hospital, we met to buy.
qu'est-ce que tu fais chez mon amour? Je ne peux, je ne peux.
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 The Sandpipers with a girl on their minds. And now here's a girl with a closed mind and a very open mouth.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Sometime next week, perhaps Wednesday night, the name of Senator George McGovern will be placed in nomination for consideration as the Democratic Party's candidate for the presidency. That's something to think about. NBC News' David Burrington spoke to the senator about a political man's thoughts at a moment like this and found that much of it has deeply personal roots.
Senator, I suppose that a painful subject for you is the marijuana charge against your daughter. Do you think that you understand how that came about, or, like a lot of other parents, do you find your children sometimes mysterious and hard to understand?
Well, this is an interesting and painful incident for us, I think especially for me, because there's always been an especially close association between me and this youngster. She's a 19-year-old girl, a very wonderful little girl in many respects, and for reasons that we've never fully understand has become involved in this incident. There must have been some need there that we didn't detect, or that we weren't as responsive to as we should. On the other hand, we've discovered since this incident came into our family that thousands of other families across the country are baffled by the same kind of problem. There doesn't seem to be any pattern to it. It involves youngsters from some of the best homes in the country, and from some of those that aren't so good.
What do you feel is the greatest cause of rebellion, of disaffection among many of our young people?
There is a sense in which the war in Vietnam has alienated many young people. They've lost confidence in the judgment of their superiors. They think that war was an ill-advised venture, and it does arouse some question in their minds about the wisdom of the top people in authority in our country. Also, some of our more sensitive youngsters, I suppose this is true particularly with the black youngsters or the minority groups, they're disturbed about the contrast between American ideals of equality and dignity and the actual inequality and, in some cases, outright racism and discrimination that exists. So I think problems like that disturb youngsters and probably lead them to turn away to other places to get their kicks.
I would just imagine you would see this as one of the greatest challenges facing whoever is elected president, to get back the allegiance of these young people.
Yes, I think that's true. There's probably no problem that I've worried about any more in recent years than the alienation of some of our brightest, most sensitive and capable young people. I would hope that whether I'm called to the White House or whoever it may be that'll be our next president, that he'll be the kind of a man who can communicate with the country. I almost think that's the most important qualification in the next president, that he must be a man who can open up the channels of communication to all Americans so that there's a feeling on the part of the American people that their leadership in Washington hears what it is they have to say.
Thank you very much, Senator. We've been speaking with Senator George McGovern of South Dakota. This is David Burrington, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You'll see and hear Senator McGovern and everyone else at the Democratic Convention in Chicago beginning Monday night on NBC television and radio, the most complete, accurate gavel-to-gavel coverage available. They say even the delegates will be listening in.
Just keep to Monitor.
And now a message from Nixon campaign headquarters.
This period in which we're entering, I think we will have the greatest opportunity for world peace, but also face the greatest danger of world war of any time in our history. I believe we must have peace. I believe that we can have peace, but I do not underestimate the difficulty of this task. Because, you see, the art of preserving peace is greater than that of waging war and much more demanding. But I am proud to have served in an administration which ended one war and kept the nation out of other wars for 8 years. And it is that kind of experience and it's that kind of leadership that America needs today and that we will give to America with your help.
Who's the one who can provide the leadership America needs? Nixon's the one. The preceding political announcement was paid for by United Citizens for Nixon Agnew. A bipartisan salute in this election year to your party. Congratulations. If you're in Morgantown, West Virginia, you're hearing us on WAJR. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with
Italy during the 1920s, a gigolo vies for the affections of a widow and her beautiful daughter. Rod Steiger, Claudia Cardinale, and Paulette Goddard star in Time of Indifference on the Sunday Film Festival, tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4, your community-minded station.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.